It's not just high grades and good references that get students noticed by potential employers. They also need good table manners. WNPR's Allison Freeland attended an event at Fairfield University's Dolan School of Business where students learned the fine art of dining as if their careers depended on it.
For 17 years, Anne-Marie Sabbath has been on Manners Patrol. The petite, fast-talking queen of etiquette presents about 200 workshops a year to help stamp out rudeness in the workplace and to define what's appropriate in the office.
Women should wear collars because it projects authority. Men should always have a tie close at hand if they know they may be called to an emergency meeting.
Sabbath talks about the most common etiquette questions she gets from her audiences.
Of course, cell phone civility. Having the noise pollution, the beeping and burping, and also when to send a thank you via email versus one via U.S. mail. Many people ask that.
At Fairfield University, the young students are invited to a sit-down dinner with alumni and faculty. They stare at their formal place settings and self-consciously unfold the linen napkins. Since executives often watch job recruits in a dining situation, Sabbath wants her students to know how to behave at the table. Tonight she serves hard-to-eat foods like French onion soup smothered in cheese and salad with a plump cherry tomato. There's a burst of laughter at one table and a sudden shuffling of feet under the tablecloth. Paul Passagiotta confesses.
The bread basket came my way and I was supposed to pick up the bread and put it in my bread plate on my left side, but I accidentally dropped it and it rolled under the table to the person sitting to the left of me, and luckily I wasn't noticed by the speaker.
Sabbath patrols the room with a microphone, alternately chiding and encouraging her students to learn the difference between eating and dining. She notices several students struggling with the olives in their salad.
The way you remove an olive from your mouth is not with a quick spit. So the answer is this: what goes in with your fork comes out with your fork.
The students concentrate on their meal. They practice wrapping manageable bites of linguine on their forks and keeping their peas on the plate. Sabbath delivers a constant stream of tips gleaned from years of watching bad behavior.
So you know that you're at a meal when everybody has a shrimp cocktail and they're not eating theirs. You're not going to say, did you want that other one? You don't do that. You might do that when you're with family and friends. That's a totally different story. Never when you're in a business environment.
Sabbath finally releases the students from their tables and watches as they loosen their neckties and head back to life in the dorms. She doesn't anticipate any downturn in the need for her services. After all, she says with conviction, rudeness is rampant, business is good. For NPR News, I'm Allison Freeland in Fairfield, Connecticut.